Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Neutel Adam, a man can pick up as benai his son, veha even biyadai, although there's a stone in his hand. Now, of course, we're talking about where he's allowed to carry, like in a courtyard, in a house. The problem is that the child is holding a stone. And even though we're telling the child, it's mukta, he doesn't want to drop it. So you're allowed to pick up the child holding the stone, and we do not consider it as if the father is holding the stone himself. One of your interesting shita, the Gemara says, this is only with a stone. It's a bigger problem if the child was holding a coin, because here we're scared that if the child drops the coin, the father may be tempted to pick it up. Okay, zok the Mishnah weiter. V'chalkala, you can carry a basket, you have in besaicha, even though there's a stone in it. But over here, it's only if it meets certain conditions. Number one, it had to be that as Shabbos came in, there were also peiros in this basket. Because if there was only a stone in the basket, even though you put in the peiros later, the whole basket is muktza. You remember what kind of muktza this is? It's called a basis ledavar aser. Furthermore, we would much rather that you kind of shake the basket in such a way that the peiros roll out. But we're talking about peiros that if they would roll out, they hit the floor, they would get ruined. You know, soft, tender peiros. Berries or grapes. Let's say you had, you know, nuts over here, things like that. I would much rather that you shake the basket in such a way that the fruits roll out and just pick up the fruit. Why do you have to carry a basket with a stone inside? And even let's say we're talking about peiros that you can't shake out, we're also talking about where it's not possible to somehow maneuver the basket in such a way that only the stone falls out. My problem is if I try to get the stone out, the peiros will come falling out also, and the peiros are the kinds of peiros that can get ruined if they fall out. And one more thing. The Gemara explains, as the Batanura gives us to understand over here, that this stone is being used to fill a hole in the basket. And that's where the stone becomes part of the structure of the basket. So again, the peiros had to have been there prior to Shabbos. You couldn't just have a stone in this basket as Shabbos came in. If not, it would be a bas ledavar aser. We can't shake the peiros out because they're too soft. And we can't get the stone out. Vayter zok the Mishnah. U'metaltlin, we may move truma tameya, truma which is tamei, ima tahira, together with truma that is tahar. Now, truma which is tamei, of course, cannot be eaten by a kain. So what could I do with truma that is tamei? Well, you could use it for kindling, for a fire. But that doesn't help me on Shabbos, because I can't make a fire on Shabbos. So therefore, truma tameya, for all practical purposes, is muktzah on Shabbos. But what do I do in this case? I have a basket with both the truma tameya and the truma tahira. So really, this is what we call a basis ledavara asa ledavara heter. The basket is holding both muktzah and non-muktzah items. What is the halacha in such a case? I look to see which has more value. And since the truma tahira is more valuable, then the truma tameya, which could only be used for a fire, the truma tahira can be given to a kayan to eat, memela, the entire basket, is not muksa. Now here too the Gemara says we're talking about a case where the truma tameya is on top of the truma tahira. See, if the truma tahira was on top, you can just remove it and take it, and leave the truma tameya in its place. And even if the truma tameya is on top, and the truma tahira is on the bottom, we're talking about the kind of truma where if I'm going to shake it all out, it's going to get ruined. So once again, says the Mishnah, U'metaltlin, you can move truma tameya, im ha-tahira, and for that matter, the im ha-chulin. Whatever halachis we mentioned earlier would apply also to carrying both truma tameya and chulin. Chulin means regular food. Chulin would come from the same word like chayil, weekday. It's chulin, regular food, as opposed to truma, which has a kiddusha to it. Now, let's be magdim something before we learn the last words of the Mishnah. Stamazai, if truma becomes mixed up with chulin, again, chulin means ordinary food. So, I have to consider the whole mixture over here, truma, only a kain can eat it. Now, we know that, let's say, with meat and milk, it becomes batel b'shishim, with 60 times the amount. Is the same true for truma? And the answer is no. By truma, it has to be batel in 100. In other words, if one part truma becomes mixed with 100 parts of chulin, then it becomes batel, and anyone can eat it, even if you're not a kohen. Although it no longer has kedusha, but you have to take off one part and give it to the kohen, because we can't deprive the kohen of their truma. Okay, so suppose I have a box of 100 oranges. They're all chulin oranges. And I have an orange drum and I'm passing by and whoops! Oh no, it fell into the box and it got mixed up. No problem. If there were 99 peiros over here, I wouldn't have a problem. Because there's 100, the whole thing can be eaten by Yisrael. Except that I have to take out one of the oranges and give it to a kohen. Now suppose I have this case. I have, let's see, one sa'ah is a measurement of truma that fell into 100 sa'im of chulin. And it's Shabbos. So I have to take out one sa'ah and give it to the kohen. Can you do that on Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Rabbi Yehuda says, af malin es hamadoma, you can remove the one part of truma. Be echad amei, we have a mixture of one part truma that fell into 100 parts chulin. So what's the chiddush? Why shouldn't I be able to take it out and give it to the kohen? Well, normally, you can't separate truma and give it to the kohen on Shabbos. That's because you're, like, fixing the fruits. Before you separate the truma, you can't eat it until before you separate all the proper truma simaisris. Therefore, it can't be done on Shabbos. But in this case of where one part truma fell into 100 part chulin, I say you can take it out and give it to the kohen. I don't say I'm fixing the whole mixture over here. Even though I couldn't eat it beforehand, then afterwards I can. And the reason, according to the Bat Tanura, is truma that fell into chulin is considered as if it didn't get mixed up, as if it's there separate. If you have an orange of truma that fell into 100 oranges of chulin, although it's really mixed up, it's considered as if the one I take out is the truma and that's the one that went back to the kohen. I kind of imagine that the one that fell in is the one that I'm taking out. Now, what does this mean, you kind of imagine? The orange that fell in is the truma orange. I don't know which orange it is. How can you imagine things? So let's go back to what we explained to start with. Really, there's no truma here. Really, it's all mutter. It became batel. Just like a drop of milk becomes batel in 60 times the amount of meat, you can eat everything. One part truma becomes batel in 100 parts of chulin. It's as if there's no truma here. It's just that we want to protect the kohen. Why should the kohen lose out? So we say, you know what, don't eat it until you take out what would have been his truma and give it to him. So we're not saying you're really fixing the food on Shabbos. It's as if the truma that fell in, that's the truma we're taking out, and that's the truma that we're giving to the kohen. Of course, there are many more things you have to understand over here, whether we're talking about truma derabanan or truma deraisa. But either way, you should know that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. So once again, let's chazor what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that you can pick up your son who's holding a stone, provided you're in an area where you're allowed to carry. And we don't consider this as if you're holding the stone yourself. We also learned in the Mishnah you can carry a basket with the stone inside. But there were several conditions. You remember the first condition? That there were peiros in this basket when Shabbos came. If not, it would be a basas ledavar aser. And that there's no possible way to either shake out the peiros or the stone. And one more condition, we're talking about a stone that is used to fill a hole in the basket. So the stone becomes part of the structure of the basket. We learned that you can carry truma tameya together with truma tahira or with chulin. Again, provided that there's no way to shake out the truma tameya. Truma tameya can't be eaten, even by a kohen it can't be eaten. It could be used to burn things with, but you can't do that on Shabbos, so truma tameya would be muksa. But if it's truma tameya im ha-tahira, so the basket now becomes a basas ledavar aser and ledavar heter. Do you remember why you would be mutter in this case? The answer is because the tahira is considered more chashiv, more valuable than the tameya. And finally, we learned that if truma falls into chulin, everything is considered truma unless it falls into how much? 100 times the amount. Like one orange into 100 oranges of chulin. One truma orange into 100 oranges of chulin, total 101. If that's the case, then it's mutter. But only after you take out one of the oranges and give it to a kohen. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can do that You can take out the one saw, let's say saw is a measurement, whatever it is, that amount that fell in of Trumah, you can take it out and give it to the Kayan, even on Shabbos, although you can't do that with regular Trumah Simaisris. Being mafresh regular Trumah Simaisris on Shabbos would be considered Misak and Mana, fixing something.